talking about people, these people ascending, we were saying somebody takes one drop, they potentially can ascend. Now, we offer the drops to people. They don't take the long road to ascend because reality is shifting, changing, the prophesied shift, polar shifts or whatever. So people are required to speed up their ascension at this time. So that's why they take our products. There's not enough time to do normal, slow ascension because the world is changing and making it difficult for everybody. So you got to ascend to adapt, correct?
Well, it wasn't that way until recently.
Okay, but you did have to take there was a little bit of urgency. You needed to take the drops because people historically have ascended and they didn't have the drops. But they had time to ascend, as a simpler culture say. Now we're so harassed. Is this, the Bible does predict this is the time when people go to and fro and hear rumors of war. They could see that we technologically get to this crazy position. And it would also cause the destruction of human society if they weren't careful. So now it is going to destroy human society, so people have to ascend, and they don't have much time, so they got to take the drops. That's why we exist in the ascension game. We've brought a new solution for a new problem for the process of ascension. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So take the drops because there's very little time. The Pentagon released some footage of UFOs the other day. Now, are they, I see, okay, so they would be pictures of foreign bodies, the original categories we had for UFOs. There was the ones by the Pentagon, there was the ones that are yourself, looking at yourself, and then there's the foreign world UFOs, right? So looking at these ones I saw, are they foreign worlds, UFOs, ETs?
Yeah, they didn't come from here, they're visitors.
So what made the Pentagon release them? Is this another benefit of Trump's presidency?
You did. You got to have a refunded the space cadets, Bob. Now you got to give them something to do. That's like having a standing army and never going to war.
Well, that makes sense, Carolyn. So we got a Space Force, so let's get more focused on what the proper goal of the Space Force should be. Look for these people out there, or whatever they are, right? So let them know it exists. So did that cause much of a, wow, the Pentagon released this. This must be real. Is that the result?
They don't believe anything, but they're acknowledging it. Now they can come back when it gets proven. They can say, well, we put it out there. You know, everybody knows everything there is to know about Area 51, but yet nobody knows anything about Area 51. So it's like, okay.
The Project Paperclip guys, they may not be alive anymore, but they interacted with UFOs in the 30s with Hitler. Who's ever left from those guys, they knew all along there were UFOs, correct?
Maybe.
These people are just change with the times. They could believe them in the 30s, but by the 70s they couldn't believe them because they were in a different culture.
Correct.
Is that what people?
Correct.
Yeah,
It's kind of like WebMD hasn't helped people become better doctors.
Right. Okay. There's this journalist, Michael Yon, Y-O-N. Apparently he's quite well known, and Scott told me about him. He's trying to get to Taiwan because he blogs what his interests are. He's covered Afghanistan, all kinds of wars. So he's quite good at this war coverage journalism. He thinks that Taiwan is going to go to war with China or Taiwan's going to be attacked. Does he know something that people don't know? Because I see Taiwan as the mountain, but the mountain already won. So he's picking out something that could have happened a year or two ago, correct?
There'll be no war.
Right. So what is he picking up? Because there was potentially a war in Hong Kong. The Chinese lined up.
No, there most certainly was not. It was an invasion. There wasn't a war. Hong Kong doesn't have an army, Bob.
What you gonna fight? That's the
okay,
point.
So they were
what
lining
you gonna
up
fight?
to
What you
invade.
gonna
Right. And Taiwan doesn't have an army. Or does it?
Well, they'll stomp you to death, but yeah, they don't have a standing army, but they'll stomp you to death.
How can they? They don't have much equipment.
Okay, they would stomp you to death with their feet, Bob.
Because there's so many of them in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And in Hong Kong, there's a lot of people employed by the mountain or within their hologram, their perspectives that agree with the
Yeah.
mountain.
I mean, they got a whole 130,000 out of the whole country for their army in Taiwan.
I gotta write this something down. Forget it. Oh yeah, write this down. What did you just say?
There's only 130,000 in the army in the entire country of Taiwan.
So how could they stop the million Chinese?
Because the there's they don't I'm not talking about the army. The people in Taiwan
Oh,
would take over.
rise up. And how many people in Taiwan? 20 million or something?
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot. They keep growing every day.
Okay, so he says that Taiwan's going to be is going to be a war. There wouldn't be a war. The mountain
Nope.
doesn't do anything, doesn't resist. But China
If
can get
there's a
it.
war, if there's a war, it'll be won with a feather. If there's a war, it will be won with a feather.
Well, why would that be? Is this a magic involved?
Not gonna be much of a war.
Oh, okay. So but the Chinese were threatening to invade Hong Kong a couple years ago.
Yeah. But no, they were trying to take over, not invade, they were trying to take over because Hong Kong's autonomy was challenging Xi Jinping's dynasty. They were giving him the bird.
Yeah, over the just a few years ago, last year,
Just the other day, yeah.
right. And they threatened to, why didn't they invade Hong Kong?
Because we told you on the show that there were a million officers, a million soldiers standing just outside, and that they didn't invade. And we said if they invade, it'll be the end of them. And then a few of them invaded.
They did invade.
And that they did a little, yep. And that is indeed the end of them.
Okay, so they got stopped because the people rose up in Hong Kong, or what stopped them?
No, 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 no. We got this, Bob.
But you stopped them?
We're gonna eviscerate them.
They're going to. Okay, they got a million people lined up on the Chinese side, bad Chinese communists, and they threatened to invade Hong Kong, and then they didn't. But 10,000 did leave that Chinese contingent of a million people and walked into Hong Kong. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. And we said if they did that, it would be to their end.
So
And
where are they
it
today? Did they
is.
all
No,
get killed?
not those 10,000. The whole regime. Xi
Oh,
Jinping
okay.
is gone. All
Right,
of China will fall. Which
right.
is
The
Hong
Chinese
Kong.
thought that. Jinping thought that.
Yeah. And they thought, well, this is easy. We can handle this way. And boom, this way turned into a mess
Well,
because
this
they could
way
have
was them
very
lining up.
easily,
Let's just go
they
ahead
could
step
have
by step.
very
This
easily.
way was them lining up a million people threatening Hong Kong, right? That was their threat.
Well,
So they did it.
but if then if they hadn't have they stayed back, it'd have been no problem. If they didn't stay back, that's the trouble.
They sent 10,000 in.
A little bit more, but yeah.
Yeah, they sent the guys in. They got stomped. How were they killed? By guns or disease
They
or
are
what?
dead. They are dead. You're gonna
They
have to
were
listen at some
captured.
point. Neither. None of that. No, no, no. It wasn't like that at all. Come on now. It's
Well,
the country.
how did you?
China is gonna fall, not those few people.
Okay, the 10,000 people going to Hong Kong, what did they do while they were there? Just go gamble or go to brothels?
They were attacking, killing Hong Kong people.
In mass? Was this on the news?
Yes, Bob, that's what the whole thing was about. They were, the kids in the school were reveling, and they were making, throwing bombs and gas and all this food.
Oh, yeah, there was lots of protests. I remember the protest imagery.
Yeah. Well, the protest then became... The protest then became an issue, and then China was getting involved. And the word and issue was, if China breaches into Hong Kong, it will be to their end.
You gave that word? The Mountain gave the word? Who gave
the
Chinese
show.
That word?
We gave that word. We gave the word on the show.
On the show. Okay. Okay, we're the front lines. We're Tokyo Rose telling them, watch out. Okay.
Well, no, we didn't say watch out. We said do whatever you want to do, but if you cross this line, it'll be to your own peril. And that was to Xi Jinping.
Right, so they crossed the line, and they're fighting the students.
Yep.
Meaning.
And then, well, a little bit, but then once the humans got a hold of it, then it was on. Then it was on. Because then it's like, okay, now the tech body's involved, so guess what? Masks that cost 12 cents a piece are now being sold for $10 a piece, and then there's not any, not one for sale in the whole fucking world. Used to, it's like Kleenex or tissue paper, the cheapest thing in the whole wide world. $14, you get a truckload of it at the Costco, and now it's $10 a sheet for Pete's sake.
Somebody can make them.
Yeah. Carolyn
and they'll charge a lot for them.
They are now, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
But who's
making
everybody.
Companies all over the world? Yeah, everybody. Okay,
everybody now.
Oh, okay, got that. So the journalist, he's picking up some kind of war around Taiwan. That's all wrong. Nothing like that's going to happen. It's not even
there's
in the
a
year,
war.
Right?
There's a war, Bob. We're being very careful about this because.
Yeah.
What you're saying, you may be saying truthful things, but we're not going to map out another inclusion, like inside of a diamond, an inclusion inside of a diamond. We're not going to make a flaw to be capitalized on. We're not going to change the Rappaport over this one. There may be a war if...
Who would capitalize on it? The inclusion. We won't broadcast it. How does anybody know about it that we're talking about it?
You're talking to the tech body, baby. You're in the tech body.
The tech body knows. We're not hiding from the tech body. We can't avoid them.
We are that.
Oh, okay. So then you would irresponsibly cause a problem then.
Well, we'd say no, but the humans keep trying to put the candle out. I keep trying to put the candle flame out with jet fuel, and it makes this huge mess when they do that.
Okay, so we're talking about what?
We're talking about the response. We're talking about the response to the virus or the issue at bay. Or the thing that's going to kill everybody, or why China is safe or not safe, or together or not together, or what this issue is that China has to fall. And we've all been clear about that. They just broke the rule and said,
right.
Okay, we're going to do that. And so when they did, it's on.
Okay, there's a war going on. What part of the war, what are the characteristics of that war that's going on?
Yeah. No, we're going to say it like this. If there is a war, it'll be one with a setter.
One with a setter. What's that mean?
Feather on a fucking bird.
Oh, yeah.
Feather.
Okay, so what about, okay, that's that. No war in fucking Taiwan. Michael Yan is wrong, okay? You get rid of that.
Yes, but we're not going to say that. We're not saying that because that's exactly a perfect example. It's like, oh, yeah, war, you want to see? Oh, okay, yeah, see, that's what we're talking about. We're not saying that.
Well, wait,
are you
talking about the tech body and the angels hearing this and hijacking it? And the angels, like, hearing this and know?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they inside the tech body?
I know, but the tech body tells them.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's the one, the 311 tells them. You don't tell them, the 311 does.
No. Well, but see, y'all keep morphing it, morphing it, morphing it, morphing it, morphing it, morphing it, making it more, and it's like, oh, my God, okay. Like, you can't get there. You just really can't get there from there.
Okay.
It's overwhelming.
That's
where J.D.
saying you, the angels, they're in the mix. The tech body's made up of humans, ion, angels. Anything else?
Bureaucrats.
And dead people.
Well, the essence of dead people, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so.
You haven't got to that part in the Book of the Dead.
Right. Okay, here's a new topic. Ion said in 1962 was the world's
Thank
first.
Thank God. That was good. We thought that was going to get ugly there for a second. You did good. To finish your topic, that topic you don't want to go any further with, we're going to let you, but we want to say this one other thing to clean it up. Finally, the finally issue is you have to be careful now, Bob, because you've amped it up. You have amped it up now that everything is listening to everything, and that means that they'll capitalize it at every level. So we answered
so
it,
what,
and we were going to say
what
no.
The words, they'll cancel blah, blah, blah at every level. What were the words?
Anything that you're discussing, anything that you're discussing or having conversation with, they'll take advantage of. And so that's where we changed it. We're going to say, of course there's going to be no war and we're going to see to it. But we couldn't say that. We had to stop. We said, no, wait. If there is a war, it'll be one with a feather.
Okay, that's not connected to the war. Maybe it is connected. But there's going to be an Armageddon in the Middle East. Is that going to
anyway,
be caused by
an Armageddon everywhere?
Right. And that's something separate. That's not connected to the feather war.
Correct.
Or is it?
Good. That's exactly
not,
no, that's right. Yeah. It's exactly right. You're perfect words.
But is the war in the Middle East, what reason? Is it somebody accuses someone else of using a bioweapon on somebody? Is that what will cause that Armageddon?
We don't know.
Okay, but it's potentially it, right?
Always. It's always the potential.
Right.
But see, we don't want to activate it. And we're not trying to be cheeky, but you've been running this thing pretty hard, and it's gotten pretty ugly pretty quickly. Everything's good today.
That's what
you want at the Costco. Need you're going to have a different conversation.
What'd you say about Costco? If I go there?
I said everything is going to be fine, and everything is fine. Do any crazy thing you want to do until you go to the Costco. Well, have somebody go to the Costco, and what you want them to get isn't there.
Right.
That's
okay,
when it's going to be an issue. We're trying to stay ahead of you.
Right. And what do you suggest I do? Don't stop having the show. Don't talk to anybody and be quiet.
Oh, no, you're doing fine. That's all fine. Just be real open-ended in the conversation, regardless of the topic. Give both sides. And you do that pretty good.
Yeah.
You do that pretty good.
Did Dr. Jolly West, when he met with Jack Ruby sometime after the assassination, and he spent a couple hours with him, and then he came out and had a press conference and said, Ruby is insane. Now, the theory is that Dr. West, because he knew how to fuck with people's brains, screwed up Ruby so that Ruby couldn't tell the truth, the facts that Ruby knew. Did that happen? Did Dr. West do something the 2 or 3, 6 hours he was with Ruby? Did he do something to Jack Ruby's mind?
Yes.
And he knew how to do it. So those aspects of MKUltra, which Yerin said didn't really work, or they couldn't get the goals they wanted for it,
they could never. It wasn't consistent, so it wasn't very good at all. If you administered it and it worked half the time, that was you could get those odds in Vegas.
Right, and that's on the truth serum level. You know, give your enemy the stuff that he tells you, and he couldn't get it done. Well, but there were techniques where Jolly West had a knowledge that he could screw with Ruby's minds and make him nuts. Is it verbal communication that West did to Ruby, or did he inject him with something?
Little of both.
Okay, so he knew the people that were involved with the Kennedy assassination. He was employed by them, or he had a need-to-know basis. He just took orders to go in and do it.
Need to know.
need to know. But he thought he was doing a patriotic act fucking with Ruby, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so he did that. Did he fuck with Manson's mind? At the Haight-Ashbury...
They're all at the same level. Same level. They're all about... They wouldn't go to the same cocktail parties. Manson and Ruby and this crew. They wouldn't go to the same cocktail parties, but they were all drinking the same Kool-Aid.
Right. They weren't in the same cocktail parties. You just said that.
Right. They wouldn't go to the same places to eat, but they were eating the same foods.
Yes, because West and Roger Smith and these other people that the new book names had their fingers in a lot of the so-called hippie counterculture and try to manipulate it, even to the point to show that Manson was an example, someone who took his power but with a negative patina over the process, right? It was a process of taking power by... But it's not that Manson bypassed their training and he jumped ahead and started ascending on his own. It's not that. He was totally programmed to take his power by the mind controllers. And they were trying to show, okay, here's a guy who took his power. The hippies thought that they were taking their power by being lovers or whatever they thought they were doing, peaceniks. And flower children. So the CIA said, okay, we're going to get a guy who takes his power, but we're going to show the disturbance of taking your power, or what would appear to be the disservices. It's that simple. Make a bad example of taking your power, or how it went awry and it was applied wrong. That's what you're trying to say last week?
Yes. We did say it. We weren't trying to say it.
Yeah. They wanted someone to appear to take his power. He got people to listen for him, and they listen to him and kill people for him. And people say, well, that's pretty powerful. But look what happened. And look what happened to the girls. Everybody got lonely and poor and wandered around the desert. So we definitely don't want to take our power the way the hippies advocate, was the message, right?
Perfect.
Practical.
And you have, and even today, you have the residue from that experience from the 60s now, with all these people living under viaducts even now.
Well, what? Are they people who are taking their power? They're on the lam like Manson's crew?
No, they're homeless. They're not on the lam. They're just homeless and roaming around on the damn street.
Are they hippies? No, they're not hippies.
But they're
not
residue, Bob. They're the leftover, the residue. They're the ones that know you're not going to put me in a box of the hippies. Ancestors.
A box of hippies, did you say?
Ancestors of the hippies.
Oh, they're rebelling. They're just rebelling.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like the hippies.
Right. And they are not thinking of Manson, but Manson exemplified the homeless situation that many people now are for other reasons.
But be on the same wavelength and I'll hear everything you hear.
Yeah, they're on the same wavelength of resistance. And they might know about man. It doesn't matter. They've got images of role models for resisting, and that's what they're doing. And you're noting it's the same as what Manson did.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm pretty well finished, Cal. Would you like to ask something left over? We've got a few minutes.
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
Now,
Corbin, you remember him. What is Corbin doing today? We haven't heard from him in a couple of years. Is he okay? Did he die? Has he left California?
He's not dead. And he's just standing in his stoop.
Doing the same thing he did 2 or 3 years ago with us. He's just hanging out and surviving.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Did he have a job?
Give him something.
He gets occasional.
He's got a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs. He just doesn't ever keep any of the jobs.
Did you say he has? He did have a lot, or he has a lot right now?
He gets lots of jobs, but he doesn't keep any of those jobs long.
Right. Did the fact that FBI surveilled his father, who was involved with the Kennedy assassination, at least the mainstream story, did Corbin get screwed up by his father being surveilled, whatever effect had on young kids' psychology?
Potentially. It depends on how long. It depends on how long you wait on the alien first contact. If you hurry up and
right.
get that out of the way, then things will open up a little faster.
Well, I'm ready for it. I don't have to do anything to make it happen, right? What am I supposed to do?
Right?
Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
No, you're fine. You know, if you got to do something, the world is. If you got to do something, the world is fucked, Bob. You ain't doing shit.
Okay, well, I'm ready for whatever it is. But I had a good thought. Was it? See, there's an example, Carolyn, of an event that will change everything that ever happened when it happens.
Yeah.
So everything is up in the air.
Because the technology will make it so that all those people that had cancer don't have to die. And then if the ones that listen to the words can find out what Kurt Netter has to say about it, if you can go back before they were dead, then you can have that soul or stenographer right back.
Yeah, did he say, Carolyn, people who have cancer can be cured of cancer under these effects, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Now, let me say this, if you want to say something, I don't want to say. So what we have, there's many things that have to happen, and they change everything. So nothing is final because key things haven't happened, and whether they happen or not determines what's happening. So David Holt's fucked up total biology theory may not apply if certain things happen. If certain other things happen, then total biology might be valid. Is that the way? That's why it's uncertain, right, Ian? The best way you can say it.
Okay. It's not uncertain for us, but it's a way to explain it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like if we don't accomplish our task, Carolyn, then the world's a different place, and that changes all of history. But if we accomplish it, we then change history. That's why I said get ready to have a different history of the 60s that involves you, Bob, if you make your mark through this new potential. Correct, Ian? The way to say it. You would agree with that, wouldn't you, Ian?
We would.
All right, good. Now, do you want to say something, Carolyn? You had your hand up. So, it's like McLuhan ain't real till we see if we make anything out of it.
Right.
Of ourselves. What we do determines what happens. And the alien contact, I imagine that's many years down the road, but maybe it's happening sooner, Ion, than I expect, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we should be careful in what we ask, Ion. Because
you should. Everybody else knows what to do. You just don't. You're not going to have it. So, you see.
Other people know what to do. I don't know what to do. And yet I'm the one
correct.
With the bomb in the hand. The one guy who doesn't, who's an undecidable factor, has got the bomb, is what you're saying. Well, that's interesting. So we'll do, in our next session, we'll do more about how Bob can ask questions better. Probably can, because
good. That'll be fun. Well, you're thorough.
Right.
You're uber thorough, and if we can slow that down a little bit and do a little more circumspect, it'll open you up your parameters. Now, we like your exactness, and that's good, because that's what's important. You know, you're going to be on the money.
Did you say, bad sound, did you say I was over thorough? Is that what you said?
Yes. Too thorough, yes.
Okay, good. I don't leave an opening. Now, this sound quality is not so great here in the spot. It's good. We get by, but often probably it's hard for people to make out the recording. But we can't improve it. We're stuck with the, unless you can alter the acoustics here, but it's not that
well,
good.
Well, maybe, but it's better.
And we don't want them to hear everything exactly perfectly.
Basically.
Okay.
But your recordings are good, so you can't fuss there.
They're not that good. I hear them. I know what Ian's talking about, or I get most of it, but some of it's blurred if I don't ask you to repeat yourself. But it's not that good when you're broadcasting, or it doesn't seem to me. It's okay, but it's not like our regular show where we're very clear.
Right. It's nothing noted.
Yeah, I mean, listen to how burbly it is, Carolyn. Not bad verbally, but you are not perfect sound. It's never been in the spot perfect for some reason. Now, you might want to look at that, Ian.
Yeah.
See if you can take your on
these draconian warlords, Carolyn. What you going to do?
Okay. Thank you very much, Ion. Wonderful session. We learned a lot today.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. It's happy. Sorry for the aberration, but you made up for it in what you lacked in tenacity, you made up for in veracity.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Happy
Ion.
Day.
Happy day.
He always says he often clunks, and you still hear him after he clunks.